This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's really go. It is February the 9th. Where's my calendar?
It is the 9th. And yet, I still think it's Tuesday. All week I thought it was Monday. And for some reason today, I think it's Tuesday.
And my calendar, I haven't flipped over yet from January. That shows you how smart and cool I am. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. There's been a survey. A very important survey as far as I'm concerned. At the New York Farm Show, there was a preference poll on ice cream. You know, you scream, ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Now, in league with that, the story of an ice cream parlor. Apparently there are a couple of these places. It started in Washington, in the Petworth neighborhood, a fellow who owns an ice cream shop called Everyday Sunday makes sure that all of his customers walk away happy, even if they do not have any money. This is great. People can't do good unless they see good. So this guy has set it up. If you, I'm looking at an ice cream, this is a peanut butter sundae. I'm not sure I'd be going for that in a big way, but is it
like
this
peanut butter ice cream or peanut butter drizzle instead of the chocolate?
No, peanut butter drizzle on top of vanilla ice cream on top of a waffle with blueberries and nuts on it. I'm not sure. What do you think?
With the blueberries, it kind of sounds like a PB&J in a way.
Yeah, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
It's the grape jelly, it's the blueberry jelly.
Right. So, Everyday Sunday, promoting good deeds. Apparently, this guy has, when you walk up, I don't know how you tell. I guess there's a certain amount of honesty involved in this, for sure. I'm sorry, Mr. Sir, whatever his name is. What did I say? His name was Charles. Charles Foreman. Mr. Foreman, I don't have the money to buy an ice cream. Okay, well, I'll give you one. And so he's been doing this apparently free, and there's another store that's doing it in New York State. And the people at the farm show were talking about this. Is this a good way to get business? Well, the guy in Washington and the other shops have found that since it became known that he was giving ice cream sundaes to people who can't pay, his business has quadrupled. So, the word got around. He says, I'm going over this guy's shop. He's helping other people. Yeah. It's a great idea. Good for him. Senator Bernie Sanders. Look at the most wild-eyed. You ever look into Bernie Sanders' eyes? Maybe you don't want to, but in the People Department today, focus on the Vermont senator who ran for president how many times? Three or four times? Now, is chairman of the Senate committee that oversees health and labor issues. So when he called the meeting to order yesterday, the committee, he attacked Howard Schultz, who is the CEO of Starbucks, who has been fighting workers' efforts to unionize. Sanders and all the other Democrats on the Senate Health, Education, and Labor Committee sent a letter to Schultz demanding that he come before them and testify and to show reason why he should not be held in contempt for violating the compliance with federal labor laws statute. Mr. Schultz said he is not going to. Well, he said, what he said was he's not sure. But if he ignores or refuses to testify, he says, and Sanders says, I'm going to use the subpoena power. Excuse me, apparently Schultz says, it's okay, I'll go to jail. So what do you think of that, Jay?
Interesting. Is he calling their bluff? See if they'll actually send him to jail or not?
Yeah. It looks like that's what he's doing. Yep.
It's like the game of chicken.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Bok, 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 bok.
It's like a staring contest. Who
yeah,
first?
Exactly. All right, let's do some other people in the news today. Who doesn't remember Gabby Petito? You remember her, right?
Yes. Yeah, the one who died at the hands of her boyfriend when
right.
they were traveling across country in a van for their YouTube channel, and he returns home without her. She lived with him and his family, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, missing person report. She's found dead. Manhunt for him. He's found dead.
Now, the Petito family has released a photo that they say backs up their wrongful death suit. They claim that this is an alarming selfie taken before the police stopped her, and it was proof that officers should have taken some action. So the attorneys here filed suit against the police department in Utah for not intervening to protect their daughter before she was killed by her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, did you see this picture?
Yes. And if we recall, so they got into an argument. There was a bystander who called police, a witness to this fight, who called the police. The police come out. She's even sitting in the back of the squad car while they're talking to her and everything. Not that she was being arrested or anything like that. That's just where she was seated. They talked to him, and I can't recall if they just let them go as was, or it was kind of like, well, you go stay here for the night, you go stay there, and then you guys just get back together in the morning or something, or like figure it out. But they didn't take any strong steps to protect her. And when the police footage was revealed, you couldn't see that she had, you could see that she was upset, she'd been crying, but you couldn't see that there was any bruising or marks on her face.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then they find the selfie that has a timestamp of, I think, like less than 30 or 40 minutes before police intervention, and it shows that she has a bruise on her eye, there are marks on her face, there's a mark on her shoulder, and that it would have been visible to police officers, and that the fact that there was no further intervention during this actual argument. And
so you got to wonder if
that she was ended up dead.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to get somewhere with this suit, frankly. Charged... this is a $50 million lawsuit, and local taxpayers.
When you keep finding, we hear the story to begin with, and it's like she did not have to die. But then you keep hearing all these additional facts, and it was like she should not be dead right now.
No, she shouldn't. You're right. Here's the story of Bobby Wilson, another person in the news. Bobby's 9 years old, was spraying lantern flies with a homemade repellent to protect trees in her neighborhood.
Yes, and invasive species.
Yeah, right. I don't know how she found the stuff to spray. Anyway, the Yale School of Public Health has honored Bobby Wilson for her courage and dedication to science after her mother spoke out against the racial profiling her daughter endured when she was reported to police.
A neighbor saw what she was doing and without all the facts and reported her to police.
These guys. Maria Shriver, another person in the news. She went to a convent, apparently. She's revealed that after she and Arnold split up, she went to a convent to get some advice for her. Confusion or whatever you want to call it, sadness. She is now, I think she's written a book or something. I think she's got a podcast or a book or something. And she's talking about the way she feels like now she has permission to be free. But when she filed for divorce from Schwarzenegger in 2011, they'd been married for 25 years, but he was stripping everybody in town and she'd had enough of it.
Well, didn't he have a baby with the housekeeper?
Yeah, with the housekeeper. Yeah, and the kid's growing up now. He looks just like Arnold. So anyway, she said, "At first, I felt like I'd better go and figure this out, what the truth is. I went to a convent. Did a lot of things, but one of the things I did, going to the convent, a cloistered convent, was to be in silence." and maybe looking inside. You know, a lot of people do that. They meditate, they think, and from
silence
thinking and meditating.
Noise.
Yeah, right. And then you come up, something pops into your head. She said it felt like a scene from The Sound of Music. You can't come live here, they told her in the convent, but you don't have permission to go out and become Maria. So Maria needed to find Maria. She was too much under the influence of Arnold. I mean, how do you, even though Maria came from the Kennedy family, the Shriver family, the Shriver side of the Kennedy family, married to Schwarzenegger, bigger than life character, how are you going to hold your own with that? I understand. I can understand that. Don't you think? I mean, think about it for a second.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, and then also you have the religious aspect, because that is a very religious family where a lot of times there is the thought process that divorce...
Arnold wasn't, but the rest of the Kennedy bunch were tied to religion. Let's put it that way. I don't know what it means. What does it mean to be religious? A religious family? I guess it depends on what you, how you define religion as much as anything else. Jim Carrey says he's going to leave Los Angeles. He's had enough. He's lived there for 30 years. I'm ready for a change. He said, for three decades, my home has been a sanctuary for me. I don't spend a lot of time there now. Want somebody else to enjoy it. He sang a chorus of cha-cha-cha changes. Who did that? David Bowie? Who made that song?
No, it was Partridge Family? No.
Now.
No. Not the Monkees. Who am I thinking of? Not David Bowie, but yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
The Zombies did one, didn't they? No, they did the time of the season.
Yeah, right. So, I remember reading a story about him. He was from Canada, still is.
And you're right, David Bowie. Sorry for the
David Bowie. Was I right?
David Bowie, you are correct.
Yeah, thank you. That's the old disc jockey in me. The fact that that Carrie came to Los Angeles when he was 29, had $10 in his pocket, and is now selling his 12,000 square foot home for $28 million. I'd say that he's done okay there in Hollywood. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Celebrity News Time, social media trending items, Barbara Streisand, known as Babs to her friends, has a new memoir called My Name is Barbara. It's going to be published later this year. Some say it's about time. She's 80 years old. People ought to know her life story. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what's leaking regarding her story right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
All right, Barbara Streisand publishes her life story called My Name is Barbara. Living legend, yes.
She is, like, iconic. True living
60
legend.
60-some-odd years in the music business, movies. She's
talking about all of it. She was talking about her marriage to James Brolin and her friendships with other celebrities.
You know,
this thing is 1,000 pages, over 1,000 pages.
Good Lord.
Right?
James Brolin.
It's going to be a project to read.
You know, you got to wonder sometimes when you see people, would you think that they ever would be paired, those two? And yet they seem to be very happy. Brolin is a kind of a B-plus actor. And somehow the two of them got together. His son's a much better actor than he was, but he did a lot of TV shows and stuff. But isn't it? I just find it interesting who gets coupled with whom. And yeah, there's a lot of that stuff. That's.
I always think about him with the actress. I'm forgetting her name now, but they play husband and wife in different films. They were in the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler movie. They played the parents. They were in a sitcom together, and I feel like they're always paired together. So I always think that's his real wife, and then I have to remember who Barbara Streisand is.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Next up in celebrity news, the continuing saga of Christina Applegate. She's saying, Jay, that the SAG Awards that are coming up will probably be her last award show as an actor because of the MS.
Yeah, she said that doing the final season of Dead to Me was too much. Physically, it was way too much. And she still has more she wants to do. She has more work she wants to do. She has ideas. She just needs to find people that are going to employ her and let her work behind the camera rather than on the camera.
A lot of people who are in this business will tell you, I heard, when I was in L.A. the other day, what's his face, of Breaking Bad, he's in Your Honor, why do I forget his name all the time, great actor. Anyway, 12 to 14 hours a day on the set is pretty normal, 6 days a week when they're shooting, and somebody's got MS, that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
So I get that, as a matter of fact. Anyway.
Bryan Cranston?
Bryan Cranston. Yeah, no, Bryan Cranston. Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, so she says, I'm a wreck every day. I'm on the set. I can't do it anymore, which is too bad because she had a pretty good career. But you hold a good thought for her as we do other people who are in that circumstance. Christina Applegate in the focus here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The president will be down in Tampa, Florida today to continue his dialogue to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs. One of the few statements made at the State of the Union address that had both Democrats and Republicans standing to applaud. Air Force One touches down at 12:15 p.m. local time. The Department of Justice announced a guilty plea was reached in Texas. The man involved with the 2019 El Paso Walmart mass shooting, Patrick Crucius, pleaded guilty to 90 federal hate crimes and firearms violations. He further admitted that he intended to kill everyone he shot and was deliberately seeking people of Hispanic origin. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division said, quote, "White nationalist-fueled violence has no place in our society today," end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 at the hour. Coming up, Mary O'Malley with some twists and turns in the road as to how your psyche works. She's a psychic, so therefore she deals with the psyche. Right, Jay? Wouldn't you think that was a good interpretation? Psyche, psychics, one and the same. And that's what it's all
are
about.
They?
I don't know.
I was like, are we using different definitions for psyche? I love Mary. I get so excited whenever she joins the radio program.
All right, well, you get excited. She'll be here in 3 or 4 minutes on Good Day. Meanwhile, there's a new drug to treat postpartum depression. This is good news. First of its kind. It's going to be approved apparently very quickly. Real problem with women. Do you think men have the postpartum?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, 100% I do. It may not be the same as the chemicals from being pregnant, those hormones and everything, but this is a significant life change. Even parents who have adopted a child and are welcoming that child home, there is still that postpartum depression. There's something that not enough people talk about, postpartum anxiety, even. Right. I did not have postpartum depression, but I did have postpartum anxiety. And
did
I had
you?
No idea that was even a thing until I experienced it myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's anything people talk about. And I'm pretty convinced that my husband had postpartum depression. And I asked the Matt's pediatrician about that, and he was like, no, men don't get that. And it's like, yes, they do. This is a life change, and all new parents, no matter what, this should be a conversation.
Mm-hmm. John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, who's had several strokes, and I think I was very forthright in saying I didn't think he should be elected, elected.
You also use this as the, not campaign, but in the discussion of why you don't go do early voting, because this was a prime example of how many people voted early, they voted for him, they wanted to vote for him, and then by the time that election day actually came, they changed their minds and they wish they hadn't have voted for him.
Yep, and he's in the hospital this morning. They don't think he had another stroke, but he had some during the State of the Union, actually. He had a fainting spell. I don't know. I just think it's not about the guy. It's about the circumstances.
Yes.
And is he the best one?
Well, and before we move on, did people vote for him because they wanted him in office, or did they vote against Dr. Oz? Were they voting?
I think people vote. Well, as strange as it may seem, I think there's a third option there, that people voted for him because they sort of felt sorry for him. I think there's a certain amount of that going on here. And I think the Democrats played on that, frankly. How dare you attack him in his condition? I'm not attacking him. I'm just saying I wouldn't vote for him because I don't think he's not competent to do the job. Frankly, that's it. Number of shark attacks on humans, 10-year low. This is the good news for this half hour as we stream down the coast. New report out from the feds. Yes, numbers. But this is the interesting contrast, comparing and contrasting the news media from all the stories that we get every winter, and this winter especially. How many stories have we had about shark attacks over the course of the winter? Tons of them, right?
But weren't most of them in Australia?
There was some in Australia.
There.
This is not about just America. This is around the country, around the world.
Yeah.
Number of shark attacks down. So anyway, I just find it hooey. And whenever I see something about Rikers Island, all I can think about is Law and Order and how many scenes they have putting the good guys in the jail cells to interview the bad guys at Rikers. Send them to Rikers. Right? Isn't that what, Sam Waterston's character said? Send him to Rikers. So, this week, a 65-year-old fellow named Marvin Pines died while in custody at Rikers. This is the largest jail complex of its type in America. This is the first time this year an inmate has died there. But apparently, if you look at the jail, they're trying to replace it. I think now they're in the process of replacing it. There have been more people who died while being incarcerated at Rikers than any other jail in the country.
Wow.
And
they haven't closed it? They haven't closed it down?
No, well, they're building a new one, supposedly. But there are people who say, well, look, this is another reason to close this place down. A death in custody is a tragedy, says his family. Yeah. So last year, the death toll at Rikers hit an all-time high. 19 people died while in custody. Some of them naturally, some of them questioned. There's a question about how they died. And so there's a protest going on there today. I'm looking at some of the placards. Actually, all week long has been a protest. Rikers is a death sentence. But where would Law and Order be without Rikers? I guess that would be my... It's like one of the characters in the show, right? Rikers is just a passive part of pretty much every one of those shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right, if you don't watch the Law & Order franchise, you know what I'm talking about. Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the... Say it again, Doug. There it is. For protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number. Dial it up or go online to progressive.com. Mary O'Malley, right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
If allergic to SkyRizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
All right, now it's 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with the Soul Scout now. Jay and I have Mary O'Malley, a psychic, a medium, a coach. She's very helpful when it comes to creative applications of in term, the world. How do we apply what is part of the world that many don't understand to our daily lives for motivation and inspiration? I find Mary, I've known her for a number of years, I find her to be motivating, if not inspiring. And so as we kind of sober up, we're really into the new year now. I think we have our head straight. I think at the beginning of the new year, Mary, don't you talk to a lot of people about things that, you know, people want to change. They start the new year and they're motivated to change, but do they stick with it? How many people do you talk to in January and then in February they come back to you and said, well, I can't quite do it. Can you help me, Mary?
It's funny because they'll either call in December. They don't call in January. Hardly anybody calls me in January. It's weird.
Really?
But
yeah.
February, when they realize that, you know, what they promised themselves in January wasn't quite working,
uh-huh.
I'll get the calls in February. What's going on with this? You know.
Well, so, it seems. Do you think it's around Valentine's Day we sober up and think about our relationships? Because a lot of the calls that you get are people trying to figure out their relationships or why they don't have a relationship. Isn't that true?
I get more calls about business and but I get a lot of calls about relationships, not necessarily love relationships, just you know, family and stuff like that. But
right.
Always the number one relationship, if you want to figure out what's going on around you and your relationships, go look in the mirror. How is your relationship with yourself?
There you go.
Every single time, Spirit says, if you're treating yourself like this, then you're kind of projecting to the world that you're not worth it. You know?
You know, it's interesting you say that. I had a, was talking to somebody that has a local sort of halfway house here in my community, and the people that they help are usually, it's a specified place. They help people who are mourning the death of someone in their family. And how it is sometimes people blame themselves for what happens to other people, even though they had nothing to do with it. And, you know, part of it is what it is an attempt to feel more important. I'm sure you run across that stuff. People are grasping at straws to be recognized, to be seen, to be heard, right? And if they can't get it any other place, they come to you and get...
Well, that is true. That is true. They need to be seen and heard, and Spirit's really good about that. The other thing with grief is Spirit told me a long time ago that a big part of the grief is when a person dies. We have whole parts of our personalities that are created based upon that person, generally.
Mm-hmm.
So when that person dies, there's a whole part of us that dies with that person. So we think we're grieving the person. Of course we are. But what we don't understand is we're actually grieving a huge part of ourselves that now has to be let go of or recreated. So there's a double whammy going on there. And when I tell people that, they're like, yeah, you know, that's true. I do feel like there's a part of me I'm having to grieve, you know.
I'm trying to remember when you and I ever talked about, I think we may have. It took me a long time to grieve. I was young. I'd taken care of my mother the last year of her life, and she died, and I was relieved. I was happy, frankly, that she was gone for a number of reasons, but the most important one was that she had suffered so much the last 4, 5, 6 years of her life. She was only 50, but she was, you know, she'd been gone a long time before her actual body gave out. And so I didn't feel anything but relief. And then later on, I started feeling guilty that I didn't give her. I've felt like maybe I blamed her for too much stuff that didn't go the way it ought to have gone. And so I thought anyway in my life. Is that something that when people are reflecting that you hear a lot of that sort of thing?
I'm going to say yes. That's pretty typical. And generally, people are a little older, you know, when that happens, when their parent passes. So they've had time to reflect on who mom really was, you know, and how mom grew up and why mom maybe did some of the things that she did. And they're a little more forgiving all the way around, you know. So there's that. But if your mom was only 50, you would have been really young, you know.
I was in my early 20s.
Yeah. Not enough time to grasp the fact that people that parents have a life before we come along, right?
Well, her life was entwined and she was motivated to get out of the small town in Illinois she lived in, and she met my father, this Eastern football player, and married him quickly and came to Massachusetts. She didn't know anybody, and she quickly got lost because my father didn't pay attention to her. I think when I just heard you take that pause, I think you tuned into Spirit and came back to me with something that was, like, amazingly on.
And then, well, not surprising that happens.
Yeah, isn't it? That's what she does. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.net. Or no, it's SoulScout.net. SoulScout.net. Check her out.
SoulScout.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Titanic to me. How about it, Chugger? 25 years ago. Isn't it this week? Yeah.
Well, they're re-releasing it over the weekend.
Yeah.
On 1,500 screens.
1,500? Why only 1,500? Why not go everywhere?
Pretty good release. I mean, it's in 4K and a lot of IMAX screens. It's actually tracking around a $10 million opening weekend, which is a really good, that's a good number for a re-release.
Would you go see it again?
I would if I had the time. Listen, I sat in the theater when it came out. I saw it opening week. I remember when it came, about a month before it came out, when Siskel and Ebert were doing that show, they did a early sneak review and gave it a rave. And you know my all-time favorite film is The Poseidon Adventure, so I love this type of genre.
Another
I went opening weekend, and I love the film, and I wound up seeing it 7 consecutive weekends back in the day. I think for me, Titanic is the best film released since 1997. And for this generation who's never seen it in the theater, this is a good opportunity. I think it's one of the best movies ever made.
To see the two of them, Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio, as kids, because you know they're mature adults actors. But look at the career that they both had.
I would say DiCaprio's never been more appealing in a movie than he was in Titanic.
That's interesting you say that.
Yeah, I think so.
Very accurate.
Okay, so I want to talk about one of the things. A lot of folks in Hollywood, when I was out in Los Angeles past weekend, the big story was AMC movie theaters rolling out new pricing based on where you sit. And whether that's going to help them or hurt them, people say, well, nobody's going to the movies, and not a lot of people are going. Why are they discouraging people? I can understand the argument on both sides, right? They need more income, and good seats are at a premium, and people probably pay an extra buck for a better seat. And the other side of it is that if you want people to come to the theater, why not make it more attractive monetarily? So where
here's
do you come
deal.
In?
Here's the, okay, here's the deal. I would never sit in the first couple rows of a movie theater.
Horrible.
I think why they even,
have
in
them.
Terms of architectural design, why they would do that, I've never understood it. Anytime I've ever gotten caught in a sold-out show being up front, I've hated the experience. Okay, I like to sit in the back. Even I don't care how big the theater is. I love the last row or two. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Let's just say they take off a dollar or two for the first few rows. You know what they're going to do. They're going to add a dollar for the back rows. They're not really going to lose anything. I just think it's a wash, and I don't really understand the whole point.
It's no big deal. All right, then I want you to weigh in on the Ticketmaster situation as it applies to whether the government, Joe Biden said the other night in the State of the Union, he was going to go after these companies that keep adding fees to tickets, prices for, I don't think the movies have fees, but there are other entertainment sources that add this fee.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So how does that, are we going to get a handle on it? I think we ought to. Walt Disney Company is one of the big,
Well, there is a surcharge. If you go on, let's say, Fandango, right, and you buy a movie ticket.
Oh, that's right, there is.
You're paying an extra buck at least.
Service fee, yes.
Service fee.
Yeah.
But having said that, if it's disclosed, as long as it's disclosed and you know what you're doing, it is what it is, right?
Well,
I mean, I don't think
you don't have a choice.
I don't think there's many movies as in 2023 opening weekend. I don't think you're going to have a hard time getting into a movie theater to watch the movie you want to see. It's not like 25, 30 years ago where big blockbusters would be sold out the entire weekend. There's just so many screens to put these movies on. I don't think that's really an issue anymore.
So you think I'm looking at Disney's latest press release about Frozen 3 and Toy Story 5 sequels.
Well, here's the thing. Disney targeted a $5.5 billion cost reduction strategy going forward. You're going to lay off 7,000 employees across the board. They say that Disney Plus is on target to be profitable in 2024, although some analysts say they don't see that happening. At this point, I do believe the only profitable streamer, Doug, is Netflix. Bob Iger said that they're not going to go away from the theatrical model. I speak to different people. Some people say that theatrical model is not going to come back. Other people disagree. I disagree. I think it's going to, not to the extent of its yesteryear, but it's going to come back in the next few years in a really strong way, because I just don't see people wanting to sit home and stream everything. They're going to want to get out more and more and more.
Go to the movies, folks. That's the lesson here.
Thank
you, Chucker. Well said. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.